USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Polls are now closed in at least half of the United States, with President Trump earning electoral votes in Kentucky, West Virginia, Indiana, Alabama, Mississippi, Tennessee, Missouri, and Oklahoma. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden earning electoral votes in Vermont, Virginia, the District of Columbia, New Jersey, Maryland, Maine, Illinois, and Delaware. In a Senate race many people are keeping their eye on, Mitch McConnell is the winner of the race in Kentucky. The majority leader was able to beat back a challenge from Democratic candidate Amy McGrath. The Democrats spending over $70 million in that race. This election is on track to have the highest voter turnout in more than a century. At least 101 million people have had their voices heard going into today. More news online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
The polls closed in Ohio at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time, although it may be a while before we know who will earn Ohio's 18 electoral votes. Ohio Secretary of State Frank LaRose reminding everyone.
Those late arriving absentee ballots could cause a delay, but what will happen later on in the night is that we will report an accurate but incomplete number. Boards of elections can receive ballots up until and through the 13th of November, as long as they were postmarked by Monday, November 2nd.
Acting DHS Secretary Chad Wolf is urging voters to be patient in waiting for election results. Wolf saying it's important to recognize this process may require time. As far as any foreign interference in elections, Wolf says,
but let me be clear, our election infrastructure is resilient, and we have no indications that a foreign actor has succeeded in compromising or affecting the actual votes cast in this election.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Republicans in Texas are concerned about the blue wave that's moved in, residents from California and other Democratic-run states.
Aside from president, one of the most anticipated races here is for the Senate seat belonging to Republican John Cornyn, a seat he's held since 2003. His challenger, MJ Hagar, is a Democrat that doesn't necessarily fit their mold. She's former military and promises to uphold the Second Amendment, something very important to Texans, but a stance her supporters like Beto O'Rourke have promised to take aim at. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
Voters, rather than presidential candidates, might be the ones asking the questions about a peaceful transition of power as cities around the country prepare for widespread unrest following Election Day's results. Businesses around the country have begun boarding up windows early in anticipation of rioting, akin to what was seen this summer in the wake of the death of George Floyd. Huge protests planned in Washington, D.C. They're meeting at Black Lives Matter Plaza and Union Station. Anthony Napolitano was a former Chicago police officer. He tells Fox News protesting is fine, but riots and looting, not so much.
The hit that we've took, that these businesses have taken this summer, we can't have it happen to them again. We can't have them destroyed and looted. This is an opportunist's dream right now that this election goes the wrong way so they can destroy the city.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.